Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Zero.
There you go. Jackson Holliday with the All-Star Game push with the home run. Kevin Brown with the always excellent home run call. Today, the home run call of the day. We appreciate Kevin Brown's expertise. We appreciate Jackson Holliday, friend of the program, also having a great year. So, speaking of great years, holy mackerel, we got a couple of players on the podcast today who are having outstanding years. They're probably going to be the representative for the Washington Nationals, both of them, and that's James Wood and Kyle Finnegan. And this is another opportunity to blow our own horn, the BIB push. Yes, Baseballs and Boring makes everything better. James Wood sits down with Baseballs and Boring, hits a 451-foot home run the other night, and then goes to San Diego with all eyes on him because he's part of the Juan Soto trade, and goes 3-for-5 with a home run. And then it goes. Then we drop a podcast talking to James Wood. That's what we do. And right after James is my conversation with Kyle Finnegan, who is having an outstanding year as closer for the Nationals after a very, very uneven, uncomfortable offseason, ends up landing back with the Nationals, back as a closer. And I don't know what's going to happen with him at the trade deadline, but I do know what's going to happen with him in the middle of July, and he's going to be ending up in Atlanta with the All-Star game because he's the second in National League in saves right now with 18. Had to come on, get the one out in the game in the Nationals win over the Padres. As we said, the win, the game, a lot of eyes were turning to because primarily because of James Wood. Well, we talked about James going and being part of that big trade with Juan Soto. Here's some stats. Here's what's crazy about this. You look up Wood's numbers compared to Soto through their first 157 games, almost identical. Soto, 289, hitting 289 with an OPS of 917, 30 home runs, 103 RBIs, 100 runs. James Wood, 272, right around the same average. OPS of just around 900, just about the same, exactly the same 30 home runs, almost exactly the same 98 RBIs, and almost exactly the same 90 runs. So there you go. James Wood is matching up with the highly touted Juan Soto. When I say highly touted, remember when Juan Soto called up, what a big, big deal that was. And also we said, well, we know where James Wood's going to be. Well, he's going to be with the Nationals for a while, but he's also going to be in Atlanta as well. I mean, this is a guy right now, if you look at his OPS in all of baseball, he's fifth with a 948 OPS, only behind Judge, Raleigh, Otani, and Will Smith with 23 home runs. He is just an outstanding player who's lived up to all the hype. Remember, it was almost exactly a year ago, just a few weeks short of a year ago, where James Wood was called up to the major leagues. And remember, I know you haven't forgotten, James also sat down with Baseball Isn't Boring for the first time right around now, right around a year ago, toward the beginning of June, but right around a year ago, James Wood sat down for the first time with Baseball Isn't Boring, sat down with me to have the conversation when he was in AAA. Then a couple weeks later, he's called up to the major leagues. He's on his way. So I thought it was an awesome opportunity to sit down with James, did it at Dodger Stadium, and just reflect on what the last year has been. It was so fun to catch up with James. It's also fun to catch up with Kyle Finnegan as well. All right, first we're going to give you James Wood. Then right after James, I'm going to give you Kyle Finnegan. These got two guys who are most likely, almost certainly, represent the Washington Nationals in the All-Star game. All right, first up, James.
There's no human being on the planet that I'd rather be talking to right now than James Wood. It's a fact. We've talked before, and I think that it was right before you get called up. It was right before you could call. So all the questions I had of you were sort of like, what's it going to feel like? Yeah. So what has it felt like? Like, this is a good time. It's a good question, I think, to ask. Like, okay, I don't know if you probably forget that conversation, but that's okay.
No, I remember.
All right, but still, it's like now we can look back and say, yeah. I think it's going to feel this way. what has felt different? What has felt the same?
I mean, it's some what you expect, some a little bit different, some a little less, some a little more, but I mean, you come here to a place like this, it's kind of everything you expect it to be right here. So,
Dodger Stadium,
yeah,
it's different.
Yeah,
does
it's
it?
Pretty cool, yeah.
What's so? I mean, like again, like what is the? And that's one of the great things. You get to experience all this different parks. You go to the park that we were sitting in Worcester. I mean, you get to see.
Yeah.
It all. Yeah. Right, but what is the thing that sort of like for you is the coolest thing, I guess, about becoming a major? Like, I get it. It's cool being a major leaguer.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing?
I mean, I just think the travel. I mean, I just think it's special. You get to go to all these big cities. Just get to play in front of all these people in different crowds, different stadiums, and just meet a lot of different people.
Did you know that was? Did you know that was on the radar?
I mean, like, I think you always imagine it, but I just think, like, every city is a little bit different than what you expect. So it's cool kind of just getting familiar with all those. And it's cool. I mean, not many people really get to do that.
I mean, I'm glad you said that because, like, we're just looking at you like, oh, man, good for you. You get to play baseball, make money, there's everything else. But people forget, like, what are you, 22?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get to see places,
yeah.
Right? It's. I mean, we had Christian Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a good guy. And one of the things he said, he's like, oh, I didn't even know that we get to fly on our own plane.
Yeah.
I mean, but you can probably relate
yeah.
to some stuff like that.
You're
like,
yeah.
We just assume that you know what's coming. But,
yeah.
You know?
I think it's funny, too, because Brady House, he got called up recently, and I feel like he's funny to me because he's whenever he has a question, like, he doesn't even hesitate, like,
really?
He doesn't care, like, he's just like curious, I feel like, and I just think it's funny, like, some of the questions he asks, and
like along like, those lines of like, wait, we get slippers
yeah.
in a hotel and
yeah. But I just think it's funny because it's like I'm still like pretty new to this, but he's like really new to that, so it's funny to see.
It is funny that you say like I'm new, but he's really new.
Yeah.
It's in what are some of the things that like even that you might not even realize, like since you've been in the major leagues that you know like that maybe you didn't know before. And we can get into pitching and hitting and everything
mm-hmm.
else, but like you said, you gotta. How you pick up your luggage, or
yeah, honestly, like it gets dropped off at the room. You don't carry your big suitcase
yeah.
with you. I mean, yeah, it's just like the little things. I can't really think of one off the top of my head, but like
no, that's okay.
There's just so many like little things that are just different.
I think that, but I'm thankful that you're offering this perspective. Because I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just thinks, "Hey, you're 22. You get it all figured out."
But so
in terms of on the field, what has been the thing that maybe you didn't? You try to prepare your best. They try to prepare you the best. What is the thing that you said? I didn't necessarily know this and I've had to adjust to this?
I just think it's like just your whatever it is, whether it's your approach, like whatever your plan is, how you go about your defense, your hitting, base running. I just think you have to fully believe in what you do. And I feel like if you have any doubt up here, like they'll not only the guys on the other team, but you'll eat yourself up, you know. And I just think it's obviously something that comes with time. I think there's ups and downs with everybody, and I think especially early on, like throughout the downs, I was sort of down a little bit. But I just think it's something you sort of just got to learn with the struggles.
Did you have to fight the doubts early on? Even like, you have moments, but even like you probably had more struggles than you ever had in your life, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to struggle, and I struggled in high school, I struggled in pro ball, and I mean, it's the same here. It's just you're struggling at the highest level, so you're just not really sure at first, you know. So
and you're struggling, like by the way, with a third deck. You know, with more people watching you than ever.
Yeah, with 40,000 instead
of 4,000. Right, this isn't like normal struggles, right?
Yeah.
But it comes back to what you said, James, I think, is that you have to really believe in yourself, believe that you know that you can do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just believe that you belong.
I mean, I would imagine your dad, you know, your parents, like, they want you to do well, but is there the hey, don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I got really lucky with them. And, like, even when I was a kid, like, there's never any pressure. They never added any pressure on me, and they just want me to play hard and have fun. So,
one of the things I was just talking to Michael Kopech, and he was before your time in terms, a little bit older, but he was a top prospect. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk about top prospects. Roman Anthony was just called up. Mm-hmm. He was the top prospect in baseball, and Jackson Holliday a year before. And being a top prospect, a top 10 prospect in baseball, it's a blessing and a curse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And so I'm kind of anxious to get your perspective of it, because you've sort of fought through that. When you get called up, everyone freaks out, including, by the way, the team, right? Mm-hmm. They know. It's marketing, social media, and everything.
Yeah.
So what is it like to be, like, a top prospect? What advice can you give these guys who are called up, who have that label and have to wear that along with figuring things out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's earned to some extent, but I think once you get up here, it kind of goes out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I mean... It's cool and all that, but it doesn't help you perform on the field. So I mean, I would just say, it's cool to be thought of, highly regarded in that sense, but it's not gonna save you. It's not gonna hit for you. You still got to go out there and earn it every day.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I remember Matt McClain, who was drafted in the first round, had something. He said, when you get in the batter's box, nobody is like looking up the list of what numbers you're on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably that element of you can't get up there when you first call up. Hey, everybody, you better watch out. Watch out for me.
Yeah.
But you know, but there must be a satisfaction though when you do start doing well, when you do start hitting home runs, when you do start making nice plays hey, you know what? I am proving myself, you know that, and I'm not asking you to brag on yourself, but I'm like, it's human, but there must be a satisfaction to it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I'll be lying if I didn't say there wasn't like some sort of appreciation I guess appreciation of like sort of what you've been doing and what you're accomplishing, because I mean, it's not easy. Obviously, like, they don't just put anybody on those lists, but it's just temporary, really.
But it's one thing to be on the list, and it's one thing to be on another list.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Ideally, you want to get off the list.
You want to get off the list, right? You want to get off the list, and you know, you look at to be on the list of top stats, to be on the list of an all-star, whatever it is. That is, and you know, I'm pretty sure you'll be in Atlanta, but that's goes. We'll see. But still, we talk about checkpoints, about the accomplishment, the hard work, and everything else. Mm-hmm. That would be probably a pretty cool thing, right? Mm, the All-Star
sure.
thing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, something you grow up watching, and it'd just be cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, so I don't want to put cart before the horse.
Yeah,
but what, so the last thing is sort of, what has been the most fun thing for you about this whole experience? When you were called up, what was the date?
Like July 1st last year.
It's almost a year. So now a year ago. Mm-hmm. We probably did this interview like exactly a year ago.
Yeah,
right?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. So a year. So what has been the coolest thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to point my finger on one thing. I mean, and my debut was definitely special. I don't know. I just feel like every day it's like something.
I'm glad,
something,
man.
Different. Yeah, it's hard to put my finger on one thing. I feel like every other day, every day is something you can appreciate here. So
I'm happy for it. Does it seem like a year?
What was that?
Does it seem like a year?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, but yes and no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, it's. Listen, I can tell you that. Look at how far you've come, but still, when it goes by, probably pretty quick.
Yeah, it does.
But here's the thing: we're sitting here at Dodger Stadium. I want you to soak this in, enjoy it. Here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we won't name the hotel, but it's a very nice hotel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to get a chance to walk. You've been to L.A. before, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What is the coolest thing? What is the coolest thing you've done on the road? Like, you began this conversation about, like, going to cool places.
That's, like, trying food, just... I don't know, I feel like food kind of takes you around the city. Like, I just try and find a good restaurant.
Okay, that's it. But it's not like you went to the top of a building or anything.
No, I'm not skydiving or anything right now. So.
All right. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to on the planet than Kyle Finnegan. Fact. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Much appreciate
it. Here's a stupid question. Did you see it coming? Like, I know you've had success, but... Did you see? Sometimes you don't know, right? And especially like when you have sort of a weird off season, and we can get to that. But
yeah,
did you see it coming?
As far as having a good year,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, steadily working on a lot of parts of my games, and I've made some improvements this year. Kind of more on the analytics side of a few of my pitches. So I knew I had a good kind of floor that I had built. You know, I knew what I can do. But I also saw some opportunity to get better. And I've noticed a lot of that stuff starting to pay dividends this year. So just trying to build off good outings. And, you know, we're almost at the halfway mark and, you know, feeling pretty good about the body of work so far.
Can I geek it out when you bring up the awesome analytics stuff? I mean...
Yeah, just finding a little more vert on my fastball.
Oh, okay.
So... typically not been a super high vert guy. I've had, you know, pops of the 19s and 20s before, so I knew it was in there. And just trying to find kind of what made it click a little bit for me. So it's been, you know, working with the tilt on my fastball, kind of the way I hold it and just the thought process. And, you know, I've added, I think my average vert is up like almost two on the year.
Really?
So,
So again, this is wonky, but I don't care. If someone goes about looking, say, like, all he wants for Christmas is more vertical, right?
Yeah.
And some pitchers actually probably said that, right? You said there's maybe just a slight difference in the grip or whatever it is.
Yeah, so, for me, the Edutronic camera really helped.
Oh, okay.
So just seeing slow motion, how it was coming off my fingers, and just kind of tinkering from there with TrackMan and everything. And it was kind of the way I was holding the ball. I was favoring, you know, kind of that running fastball. So just the way I held it and finger pressure, just kind of got more of that true 12 o'clock backspin on it.
Did that take root when, is that something when you got here to spring training that you immediately said, this is what I want to do, or did that manifest itself in the off season?
Yeah, I think I was working on it on my own because I was a free agent,
and
I thought it was something that I needed to do. Just, you know, some of my other, you know, metrics, you know, it was something that I needed to try and improve on was my vert on my fastball, because I knew I had it in me. And then worked on it in the off season, and it kind of clicked right away. When I signed with the Nats, you know, I let them know what I had been doing, and they were super excited about it, and we worked on it all spring, and it's still a work in progress through the season. I've, you know, kind of had, you know, good days and bad days as far as the analytics on my fastball go, but the floor has been higher.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
I know, so it doesn't sound like, because that was the next question I was going to ask, which is, when you're going through the offseason of free agency, Do you say, hey, everybody, look at this? Like, and you get out, here's my numbers, or I'm working on this. You might not know, I know that you think you know who I am, but this is what the new me. I don't know if you tell teams that or not.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree. You know, I had enough of a body of work that kind of, you know, had shown teams who I am as a player. But then the, you know, showing them things that you're working on and maybe sending them some data points that you've done in bullpens, I mean, it helps a little, but I don't think it moves the needle enough for guys to, you know, oh, he's doing this, let's jump on it before, you know, they want to see you go out there and prove it in the game. So,
well, believe me, as someone who's had to do, like, talk about AI bots and resumes for the last few days, I'm like, I'm thinking that's on top of mind.
Yeah.
But so to go to that with the offseason and free agency, like, obviously, especially with relief pitchers, we've talked to plenty where it's a tough thing, man. Like, because you go in with best intentions. So if you don't mind, take me through, you know, the season ends. You probably sit down with your agent. This is what we think is going to happen. I don't know. Maybe this isn't what happened. But how did this play out for you?
Yeah, you create a game plan on, you know, your best case scenario, or you build a whole collection of comps to you. What they've gotten in the past, kind of, but it all depends on that year's market, because, you know, every year is different, every offseason is different, every pool of free agents are different every year. So we had a ballpark of what we were hoping to get, and a lot of the early signings were, you know, positive for the reliever market. But I think a lot of teams had a guy in mind that they wanted. They went out and got that guy, and then there was kind of, you know, a slow period. Kind of got seeing where the market would go from there. And
who were the guys? Were there guys that you identified? Like you said, I'm keeping an eye on this guy because I think that maybe whether he's going to, like, be similar to me, or he's going to free up this market or whatever. Were guys like that for you?
Yeah, just a lot of the late inning reliever type guys. You know, guys that had success a couple previous seasons. So, you know, as those guys started to come off the board, you get a better idea of where you might land. But, you know, I leaned on my agent and, you know, his expertise. This is my first trip through free agency, so I was like, you're the pro, I'm going to listen to you.
And, yeah. That's, you can say that, but it's tough, man. It's tough not to keep picking up the call to the agent, hey, anything going on?
Yeah, you got to just, you know, you pick your guy for a reason, and you got to trust him. And we were happy with the outcome in the end. It was, I think it proved to be kind of a tougher market for for some of the, you know, not the top relievers. Yeah. So, but we'll try again.
Was there a time in the off season where it got the most frustrating? I mean, it's okay looking back now, but
I wouldn't say it's frustrating, yeah, because, you know, I had plenty of opportunities and offers, you know, from the beginning all the way through.
All right, okay.
So I was never like, it was never like a no one's calling thing. It was like, have a lot of offers, but none of them are standing out too much.
Yeah.
So no, I wasn't, you know, it's hard to be upset when you're, well, yeah, when you're deciding between $1 million, you know, it's just, yeah, I was happy to be, you know, that team's,
well, that's what I was going to say, like, as long as you had offers. So, you know, right, a lot of times, you know, I've talked to guys who signed, like, really late, and they were like, you know, they were, like you said, it was relievers, yeah, that can be, it's good that it worked out for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably talked to other guys who didn't,
right,
work out,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's different for everybody. Like I said, my situation wasn't, you know, that nobody was calling. It was that, you know, we were just waiting for the right situation.
Yeah.
You know, something we thought fit well, and the deal was fair. And so we, you know, I had opportunities the whole time, just kind of waiting for the right one.
And you've landed a good spot. You're doing well. You love closing? I mean, you love...
Yeah. I mean, I think if any reliever tells you they don't want to be the closer, they're lying.
It's true, though, right?
I mean, it's fun.
Did you realize that? Did you always realize that?
I mean, my first, you know, 2-3 years in the big leagues is just like you're treading water trying to stay, you know, make a name for yourself, you know, take the ball whenever you can and prove to your manager you can be reliable and stay healthy and just kind of build a foundation. Mm. So my first 3 years, you know, I'm not like, oh, I want to be the closer. I'm like, I need to do everything in my power to stay on the team, yeah, you know? So it wasn't until I kind of established myself that I was like, I think I could do this, if, you know, and then here, you know, the opportunity arose pretty quickly.
Once you do it, man, it's,
yeah, yeah, there's no going back.
There's no going back, right? It's hard. Like, yeah. I've seen it, you know, I go back to Billy Wagner's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I remember when, you know, they made him an eighth inning guy. And I'll never forget what he said. He's like, dude, the ninth inning's different.
Yeah.
The ninth inning's different. You know, the way they approach you, the every out, everything. So yeah. This is the last thing is, along with the closers, walking music. This is, sorry, it's like, it's my guilty pleasure. I'm talking about, yeah, walking music and everything else. What is yours, number one? And number two, did you pick it? And number three, whose do you like the best?
Okay. Mine is Song 2 by Blur.
Okay.
It's like a British rock band from the 90s. But I like it this year. They do the light show with it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Did you have any say in that at all?
The light show, no.
Yeah.
I pick the song and they like sync it up.
Okay, you know, cool.
Do whatever they do.
Is there a reason behind the song? You just like it? Just hits?
No, it's brings back some good memories of, you know, me and my brothers used to go skiing a lot with my dad.
Okay.
And that was always on my, like, ski playlist.
All right.
So it just, you know, makes me feel good, gets me amped up. As far as other intros that I like, I mean, past players, like, I mean, Enter Sandman,
I mean, but, you know, I was talking about this, actually it was with Trent Thornton the other day. Because he comes into Lunatic Fringe, which is an old OG,
right,
you know,
yeah,
Vision Quest. But, you know, we talked about how, yeah, there's Enter Sandman, there's all that. Maybe like Timmy Trumpets were sort of got,
right,
this conversation going, right? And now, I mean, now you look at what Toronto does with their guys, mm-hmm, Romano, and they had Hoffman. Now they show his eyeballs up close. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone that you've noticed, if they even, like, look at it, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I love the ones where the lights go out.
Yeah.
And everybody, the whole crowd's just like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, maybe fans don't know, haven't
yeah,
seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So when they just kill the lights, those ones are cool. And then the, you know, the video boards light up and... like Seattle, they do the sirens and,
yeah,
stuff. So
yeah,
there's a lot of, they get really creative with it. It's really cool.
When the lights first started going out, people were legitimately like, is he going to trip?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I would imagine you would know better than I. You probably can see, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see.
Okay.
Enough. Yeah. You can see the next step.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.